do not realize it's a machlokes. And they, what happens is that people quote one and the other, and they don't realize that there's a major machlokes are going on. So it's important to know that there's a extremely yisoidistic, a hashkafic machlokes that happens to revolve around this last week's parsha. Okay, what is the parsha? So let's just read quickly the Maram Mikayim without too long. You have this Rambam in the Shemona Prakim. The Rambam wrote a Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam. And in the beginning of a few, in three places, I believe he has goes off on a long introduction. So in the beginning of Brachas, he has a long introduction to learning, to Halacha, Mesaira. In the beginning of in Sanhedrin, on the 10th Parak, the Mishnah, Kol Yisrael Yeshem Chedek Adam Haba Chutz. So he discusses there what makes a person an apikairis. And he puts down basically 13 yisaidis that make a person an apikairis, and certain ikre and das. Those 13 ikrim were shortened by we don't know who into the 13 animamins. The 13 animamins, no one is a takeoff from the Rambam in Hilchas in Sanhedrin. And it's not like anyone, it's not a Gemara, Yud Gemara Nimamin. The Rambam put down 13 Yisoidei Adas, which make you an apikaris if you don't believe. And then someone at a later time wrote it in the Animamins, and someone in a later time wrote it in the Yigda. Okay. And then the third place where the Rambam writes a nice long introduction is in the beginning of Pirkei Avos. And that's called Shmoneh Prakim, the Rambam. Why is it called Shmoneh Prakim?
It's eight prakim.
Because there are eight prakim in the beginning of Avos of eight different introductions. The Rambam puts down eight introductions to Musar. So that's called Shmoneh Prakim. So in the sixth parak of the eighth parak, he wants to know what is the difference between a chassid and a kavish yitzro. A Moshe yitzro. In other words, there's two people. There's a person who has no yetzahara at all. And there's a person who has a Yetzirah, but he controls himself. So the Shaila is, which is preferable? So we're going to skip the whole long thing, because he basically thinks, says, he starts out that the philosophers say, that a chassid, who naturally does what's right, is better than a Moshe Berucho. That's what the philosophers say. That's if you look in the about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 down lines down. V'haskama min ha-philosophim sha-chosid yoyser choshev yoyser shay min ha-Moshe Berucho. Chosid's better. Okay. And it brings raya's from Sukkim. He doesn't tell you. He doesn't tell you. I can't tell you. And he brings raya's from Sukkim also. So that sounds pretty good. But then he says, if you skip down another 10 lines, and there's a period, the first word in the line is philosophim. It says, Kesher Karno Divya Chomim, when you look in the Chagumara, you find the opposite. That they say a person who has a taiva is better. Where, how do we know that? And again, skipping down a few more lines, he says, "Who amrim?" And it says in the brackets, "Taras koanim tuf kaf parshas kedoshim." That's our week's parsha, right? You see that in the brackets? Reshimei Gamliel Oimer lo yomer adam yefshi lecho baser chazer. You're not supposed to say, I don't want to do it. I want to. So it comes out that it's you're supposed to say, it's good that I want to do Averis. There's nothing wrong with saying I want to do Averis. Okay. So it seems to be a stira between the philosophers and the Psukim and Navi against the Gemara. So he says, V'ein ha'inyan came, but there's not a steer. Okay, are you people up to me? Avos shneim emes, they're both truth. V'ein machlokes b'neim klal, there's no argument. Why?
V'hu sha'arayz asher hei meitzo philosophim rayz. The rayz that the philosophers said that it's bad that you have a desire. Sher amru shemishlo yis'avaleim yaitzer choshmenim yis'avaleim. It's better not to have a taiva. Pikshu says yimem. Hey, man, you ought to move forward. Some basic when Adam. Those are things that are logical. Everyone knows. Shame rose. Kishvichas damim, murder. Gineva. Zeda. Ona. Stealing. Tricking people. Urahazik. Damaging. Mishahardo. Benigmo rada. Metido. Hurting people. The vases of emo. Insulting your parents. Yosmehat. Hey, mitzvahs. Sleeping in the brackets, Shamra Aleim, Chazal, Shion Ochlo Remain the Kosev. They're logic. You don't even need the Tosek to write them. And they call Mitzvah Sichlius. Okay, and I skipped another few lines. I'm really skipping. Avos, where's the period? Avos, one, Shamra Aleim, Achomim, Shaikarez, Yisrael Me'em, Hu Yosher Choshev. The one that they said is Bered Aviyat Sahara. Hey, Matarashmu, those are the Gezeres Hakosas. And it wouldn't be usher if not for the Torah says so. And that's why it says, it doesn't say Yefshi Larog, it only says the Yefshi Basar B'chalav Shatnis Arayis. Okay. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam puts down a very, very big insight that when it comes to Averis and our Sichli, it's not enough not to do the Avera. It's even that you have a desire to do the Avera, something wrong with you. I really want to murder you. You know, you get on my nerves. I would like to kill you. But what can I do? I can't kill my chavrusa because that's a halacha, so you're not allowed to kill. So he says, that's not right. Because the very fact that you want to kill someone is terrible. I want to speak Lashon Hara. It's such a juicy Lashon Hara. I'm dying. I want to say it. But what can I do? I can't say it. So that's a chisaron. If you had proper midas, you wouldn't want to say Lashon Hara. I want to say the Lashon Hara. How could you want to say Lashon Hara? Right? So, but things that are chukim, so there's nothing wrong with. I would love to eat chazer. Why not? Probably chazer tastes good. The guy you eat it, probably it tastes good. Now it comes along the Rav Yisrael and says, but once Hashem made an usher, then I stop wanting it anymore because I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu and I. And it's, you know, that should be, but it's not intrinsically disgusting to me. It's only disgusting because Hashem said so. But Gneva, Ritzicha, even without Hashem saying so, I imbibe the logic of the Torah. Okay. Now, that's the Rambam. What's very, very interesting is that it seems that not everyone agrees with this Rambam. And if those people who are Bekiyim in Divrei Torah, especially if you're into Brisker Divrei Torah, there are lots of Divrei Torah that's opposite. If you look for examples, I wrote here two examples. Chaye Adam. Chaye Adam is halacha lemaisa. So the Chaye Adam in Simen Samaches lists how you're supposed to proper way of doing mitzvahs. Yasenu miyira. Va'afiru mitzvahs hamuskawas. Even the mitzvahs that are logical. Kigo mostaka. Kibur av. Gezel. Arayis, those are the Averis. Shane Dvarim shall say, certain Arayis, some Arayis is a stira, but some Arayis are apparently logical and some aren't. That's what it said in that practice I skipped. Lo Yasena, O Yasvena, you don't either do it by an essay or avoid it by an osa say, Machma shall say, if you don't do it because the Seichel says it, and a Yasena, O Yasvena, Avur Yiris Hashem, because Hashem said so. Shoot Sivau there. And he quotes the Gemara, Yefshi Bebas Bechazer. But he applies that Gemara of Yefshi Bechazer even to what? Even things that Seichel Mechayev. Right? So the Chai Adam, who's a Chashur Paisek, is passing Halacha Namaisa, not like the Rambam. Right? Farish. Right. Here's a piece from the Chida.
Wait, where does he say that?
Because
when you do it with Yira, that means you're supposed to.
He says, even mitzvahs that are sichlis, afiru dvarim shaseichel mechayiv, lo yasena, you should not do the mitzvah, o yasvena, or you should not avoid the avera, like murder, machle shaseichel mechayiv. If I ask you, why aren't you murdering your roommate? It's going to get on your nerves. You don't say, well, because my seichel says it's wrong to murder. No. And a yasena, or you, but you give this taka, oh yasena, you don't murder him only for one reason. Over Yiras Hashem, because Hashem says so.
That's the same as not liking it?
That's not the same as not liking it. Not liking it is, I don't need Hashem. My brain would say, it's a disgusting thing. I don't want to, you don't murder people. Yiras Hashem means Hashem said it's an Aveira. I don't want to be burning Gehenna.
They're not, are they really in steer though?
Yeah.
He's saying the reason... He's saying the reason why I shouldn't do that Aveiros is because it's disgusting to me?
He says the reason why I shouldn't do Aveiros that are sichli is because I'm supposed to imbibe the seichel of the Torah. And the Torah says that it's wrong to kill. So I'm supposed to imbibe the understanding that it's wrong to kill. And therefore I have no desire to kill. I don't have kruma midas. I have good midas. My midas are good. I don't kill. I love people. I do chesed. I'm a bal chesed. Hashem said there are proper midos.
That's the kavanah you should have.
According to the Rambam, you're not even supposed to have a desire to kill, because or to murder or to steal or to kill or murder is the same thing, I guess. What? According to the Rambam, that's the highest level, because that's what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants you to imbibe these feelings. So when you imbibe those feelings, you're doing what Hashem wants you to do. But the Chai Adam said the fair is not like that. I thought the Rambam, I thought, was more than acceptance. I brought most of the Marmikim is against the Rambam. But, okay, what?
According to the Rambam, what do you say that something like Arayos, that is... That's not an understandable...
So there's a stir in the Rambam. In one place he says it's understandable, in one place he says it's not, and if you look in the brackets, he says there in a Yuma, Yuma Samach Zion, Shem Chosef Gam Arayas, V'Rambam Chosef Lekam and Gide Arayas, V'Sarach Ian, V'Hayim Arshosh, Efshir Yashik Zas. In other words, there's a stira whether Arias is logic or not.
Didn't Rebbe say that there were some that weren't?
That's how they answer, I think.
I was asking the weird Arias,
some are logical and some aren't. that's what I'm saying. Some are considered logical and some aren't. I can't tell you which are which. I don't know.
Wouldn't we call that the destruction of somebody's character if they were willing to with their sister or something like that?
I can't tell you. I don't know. Some yes and some not. It doesn't say. I don't know. Can I admit that I don't know? It says some are logical and some aren't. Which are the logical ones, which aren't, I do not know. Anyway, let us read the Chidah. The Chidah, there's a Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. I filled up the sheet with coin the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Asei Resayin Oke Resayin Chas. So we'll skip down to the Chidah's parish. The Mishnah is with the Nekudas. The parish starts without the Nekudas. Pirish Maran Zikni Arav, my grandfather, the Chidah's grandfather. V'sheyesh mitzvah shesecho mechayvim. There are mitzvahs that the logic tells you that they should do. V'zeh omer, shigab al sos aneh. When you're doing the mitzvahs that are logical, al yasenu, don't do it because your logic says it. Ki im oni v'kayim gzei ros lo yizbar, because Hashem said so. V'zeh shomar asei ritzoyno, you want to do the mitzvah because Hashem said so, not because you want to do it. Okay. And then he says, Viter, if you skip down a few lines, four lines to the bottom, the gamba mitzvah slota say, Bato ritzaycha, kolomar, im timna miritzayach, if you don't murder people, or lignov, alna, don't timna devatim yam mitzvah ritzaycha, devatim. Don't not kill because your logic says, ooh, killing is wrong. But because Hashem said so. So it is like this gigantic machlokes. It happens to be that there's this, I say if you pay attention, there's a lot of sfarim that say one way, and a lot of sfarim that say the other way. And I always hear people saying over at Dvar Torah is one way, the other way, and they don't know. One of the most famous Vartaras is Zos Chukas HaTaira. And they say Zos Chukas HaTaira, that the whole Torah is a chayk. Zos Chukas HaTaira. That even mitzvahs that seem to be logical are not logical, and you're not supposed to be logical. But the Rambam Shita is that you're supposed to imbibe the logic of the Torah.
which way that we paskin. It happens to be, I don't say, I'm not obviously, we don't, I'm not machmir, but we do have a Messiah, and we're a Messiah in the Musa yeshivas, and the Musa yeshivas go with the Rambam. You do get a mitzvah, but the mitzvah is to imbibe the feeling. And the brisker, yisashita, if you're a brisker, is definitely is the other way. If you read any brisker Torah, the brisker shita is that you're supposed to do that fakir. The Rambam shita is wrong, because the brisker shita is that the Rambam shita is not l'shem shamayim. You're not killing because I don't want to kill. Well, that's not l'shem shamayim. That's what the Chayyadam says. You want to do mitzvahs to Shem Shemayim, you do it because Shem said so. Right? You give staka. Why are you giving staka? So if you're in the Rambam Shita, which is about a Musa Shita, why do you give staka? Because I have a midah of Avas Chesed. Avas. I love doing Chesed. Right, how many shmuzim, the altar talked about that Avram Avinu, there were no guests, and he still wanted to do chesed. He just loves doing chesed. Avas chesed, right? So yeah, I have this natural love for doing chesed. It's part of my essence. I love it. I enjoy it. It's like eating ice cream, doing chesed. I love helping people. It makes my day. Right? Nothing to do with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it could be that because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I work on myself to develop that hargasha. But the ma'isa, the end goal is, you do the mitzvah because you love doing the mitzvah. You love doing chesed. And according to the briskers, when you use staka, it's a mitzvah, right? The famous, there are two famous jokes. They're not really, one of them is not a joke. But the mitzvah is not a joke. The non-joke is that there's in the Beis HaLevi, the Beis HaLevi was the, what they call him, the first of the briskers. So he writes in a piece, and I think it's in a sefer, that a people, rich people, he's writing, complaining about rich people, that rich people do not respect poor people. He says it's wrong, because just like you have kavod for an esrik, because the esrik is the chefsa that you do your mitzvah with when you shake lulav. So you can't do staka without an ani. So the ani is like an esrik. So you have to respect the ani because he's an esrik. I think it's in the Beis HaLevi. And supposedly the author of Savoka said that an ani is not an esrik. An ani is a person. You know, like they're not. So that's one.
The mean is you have to pick him up and shake him around before you.
Yeah. Okay. And the joke. The famous joke, which everyone knows the famous joke, but if those people don't know, so I get a chance to tell a famous joke, is that there was a brisker. Briskers are known that they're very, very machmen on a shear. Because that's, you know, they're very, very machmen. So there was a brisker that said, one year after Purim, says, this year was gevaldik. Every year I have trouble, how am I going to carry the mitzvah matana to evyanim? Because in order you have to give a matana to an Evyan, the guy got to be a real mamish Evyan. And there's all kinds of machlokes, we showed him how much, if he has $100 in the bank, is he an Evyan? If he has $200 in the bank, I don't know, you know. He wants the share of an Evyan. This year, Baruch Hashem, I found someone who was such an Evyan. He was yaitzi out of shittas. I was yaitzi the mitzvah matanas Evyanim according to all the shittas. But I'm not telling you who it is because I'm saving him for next year. Right, I'm not saying it's real, but that's the bridge. In other words, the brisker shita is the ikar is the mitzvah, the ma'isa mitzvah. You do it. So there comes out there are really three shitas. It's really four shitas, but they're when you go, let's say when you're giving staka. So what kavanah are you supposed to have when you give staka? So according to the brisker approach, and it says this in really the Chayyadim saying this, when you give staka, you say, Hinini muchan mezumim neshem yichud kutshu brichud inshintre, the same kavanah you have when you put on tefillin. When you put on tefillin, why am I putting on tefillin? Because Hashem said so. Why do I put giving staka? Because Hashem said so. If I'm giving staka because I feel bad for the ani, so it's a begam in the mitzvah. The mitzvah, because if you put on tefillin, because besides the fact that you want to, Hashem said so, because you think it's the right thing to do, that's not lishma, right? So the fact that the neshmah of tefillin is that putting on tefillin because Hashem said so. So giving staka because Hashem said so. According to the Rambam, you're supposed to give staka because I want to help you. I feel bad. Now, according, are you, there's variations because we're in the Rambam Shita. The Reshiva, I think, used to say, but you should have both kavanas.
Is the Rambam telling me how to do the mitzvah?
Or yeah, he's saying that this is what Hashem wants you to do. Hashem wants you to imbibe these feelings. But so the Reshiva used to say that you're supposed to have both hargashas. You're supposed to have, I'm giving staka because I want to help you, and I'm also giving staka because it's a mitzvah. You see, both hargashas. But it
that
happens to be...
Lishma.
What? Because those are the two reasons for why you're doing it. That's and they're both kosher reasons. They're both right reasons. So that's the Shema. That's the highest level of the Shema, of having all the right argoshes. But it happens to be there's a piece from Rav Simcha Zizo, which I don't know. I don't know if the Shiva saw or didn't agree. I don't know. I can't tell you. But Rav Simcha Zizo says that you should not have kavana. It's wrong to have kavana in the Shem Mitzvah. Mamish, the opposite of the Chai Adam. He says, no father gives his son something because of kavana and shame mitzvah. You give, if you love the person, it's a reflex. You don't stop and think, oh, the shame mitzvah. Your baby's crying, you don't stop and think, oh, the shame mitzvah, the shame yichud kutcha bricha, pick up. It's a reflex. He says, you're supposed to love your friend, it should be a reflex. You know, it's a chisaron that you should have to, the fact that you have time to stop to think, that I'm doing it in Shem Mitzvah is a chisarin. So it's mamish, fascinating that the Rechai Adam and the Chidah and the Briskers and there's the Orachayim and many, many other people all say that the highest level is to do the mitzvah totally in Shem Shemayim. And not like, I don't know, I don't think you can say more mitzvah, no. I'm sorry, you know, I don't know. We have Machloek is here, and you decided who's more misdaad. I don't know.
Yeah,
sounds a little strange. I don't know. You're such a.
Yeah, it makes more sense. Why should you have to
imbibe
it?
Because that's the mitzvah.
No, I'm doing it.
That's what Hashem wants you to do. Avas chesed. Keep your or penecha. The Shiva used to say, does it say anywhere avas filling? Does it say avas tzitzis? It says avas chesed. Chesed you're supposed to love. Tzitzis you do because Hashem said so. You're not supposed to love tzitzis.
The Rambam was just telling us
what?
Derech HaMusar.
Okay, but because it's all about what you're doing. But the Rambam says you're supposed to hate killing.
But isn't Rambam, he's just telling me like Derech HaMusar that this is why
This is what you're supposed to do. This is the right hargashas.
But he's not saying how to do a mitzvah. He's saying the reason why I should do these affairs. Can I take my word for it?
The Balei Musar, since I'm so brought up on the Rambam, I thought that my chiddush would be the people that there's a disagreement, so I bothered making the photocopies of the anti-Rambam. But if you want, I'll try and find you photocopies of the Rambam Shita. A lot of the Balei Musar say this. And I'm telling you, there are Simchas Yisrael says that to the extent that even wrong to have kavana shem mitzvah, because it shows. Rishiva used to give the example of the most famous. Rishiva's most famous stories that this lady goes to West Point, and she's watching the soldiers all marching. It's a graduation, and they're all marching, and she says, "Look at that! Every single soldier's out of step except for my son Murphy." Right? Now, he says, Rishiva said, "That's not." Because it's a mitzvah, that's a reflex. When you love your son, so your reflex is that every soldier is out of step except for my son. Has to be. Because my son is... So this is a reflex. When you have hargashas, so when you love someone, it's a reflex. It's a reflex. It's automatic. It's an automatic reflex.
Shabbat is going to be easier to do the mitzvah.
What?
Shabbat is going to be easier.
Not just easier. No, no, no. It's much more than that. That is a mitzvah.
What?
According to the Rosh Hashiva that's out, who went with this shita, if I go ahead and I'm a brisker, and I go ahead and I say, There's an ani, and I see an ani in the street, and he's wearing rags. And he knocks on my door, and he tells me, you know, I don't have food for Shabbos, and you know, it was a terrible situation, and my wife has cancer, and this and that. And you say, okay, 1 second. Shame, yichud, kutcha, bricha, hinni, muchan, mezumin, mekayim, mitzvah, staka, and I write my check for $1,000. So according to the Bali Musa, you are not yaitzing the mitzvah properly. Because the proper mitzvah would be, you don't have food for Shabbos? I feel terrible. 1 second, let me get my wild. Here's $1,000. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is that it should flow from your ava.
That's
what the Bali Musar held, and it comes from this Rambam, but it comes other people too. And Rishivi is always quoted from the word Ahavas Chesed. It's not enough to do Chesed. It's not enough to do it. You have to have Avas Chesed. Avas Chesed is not, if you say, it doesn't say Avas Sitzes, Avas Tfilin, Avas anything, Avas Mezuzah. There it's enough to put on Tfilin. It's enough. But Chesed, you have to have Avas Chesed. You have to love. I want to do Chesed. I enjoy doing Chesed.
This is the Bali Musar. This is like the way the Bali Musar.
I don't know. You're saying that's how they learned. I don't know. You want to say this? Mishtamas, Mishitasam. I don't know. Now you're saying, you know, the opposite of that. It's logical this way. Okay, but the Maisa, there is this extremely Yisoidistic Machlokes, I don't say I'm not Bechria, but the being of the Chavetz Chaim is a Musar Yeshiva. Those who don't know, and the Musar, the Bawei Musar, Rav Yisrael does say Beferish. We go with the Rambam. The Rav Yisrael that I quoted on Shabbos, where he says, he quotes this Rambam, and he says, and even other mitzvahs you're supposed to have, but it's some different, and similar. But anyway, but the Bawei Musar do go with this Rambam, and the non-Bawei Musar don't go with this Rambam. Just for some reason, that's how it lined up. I can't tell you if it's coincidental or not. So you will find, very, very interesting, that you will find a lot of people will say, a lot of Dvar Torahs. If you're into about how you have to do mitzvahs l'shem shamayim and this, and the Bai Musar is perfect. The most l'shem shamayim is to do it not l'shem shamayim, right? Or you mean it's l'shem, where the Rashiva used to say it, l'shem shamayim you do it without l'shem shamayim you work on yourself to the point that it becomes automatic. So it's a shame shamayim, because you have to work on yourself to get to that point. So yeah, that would be the best thing. Yes, and you're at our level where we don't have the according to the Simcha Zizo, at least the highest level would be I love you so much that it's just a reflex. But since we don't have that much love, because I don't think we're going such a high madrega, so you should have both kavanas.
Rosh Hashiva said ideally we should have Simcha Zizo.
I don't know. Shiva definitely said that you should have the shame shamayim, that you're working on yourself to have that love. But it could be once you get that love, then that should be so strong, like Rav Simcha Zizo. I don't remember. But Shiva agreed with Rav. I don't remember if Shiva ever quoted Rav Simcha Zizo. I can't say. I don't remember. Yes, but the question is what the kavana, what the proper kavana in the mitzvah is. But according to Rav Simcha Zizel, the kavana is I love you. So that's what Hashem wants. So you can't, that's gufa the mitzvah. The mitzvah is v'ahavta re'acha kamaycha. It's not that I can't really stand your guts, but you know, again, it's a mitzvah to give staka. So here, you dirty yoni, here's your staka. You know? Yes, it is, according to Rav the Bawei Musar, here the mitzvah is to have this hargasha.
Now, your
kavana is a killing is disgusting. So I don't. Why don't I eat? Certain things are disgusting. So you're disgusting. You don't. If I offered you a slimy worm to eat, and I said, "Here, you want something for supper? Here's a worm." So part of the reason you don't eat it is because it's slimy. So that's definitely a main reason. So the reason why you don't kill is because it's disgusting. Just like it's disgusting to eat a worm, it's disgusting to kill people. Even if the guy gets on my nerve, even if he's my roommate and he makes a lot of noise, it's still disgusting to kill people. Yes, that's supposed to be one of the reasons, because you're supposed to imbibe, you're supposed to have proper midos. And if you have proper midos, you would feel, when I hear about, I don't know, I'm supposed to read the newspaper, but if I read in the newspaper that there was a guy who, you know, that he was in a college dorm, and his roommate came in and turned down the light and he was trying to sleep, so he took out his gun and he shot him. So what would I say? I would say, this guy has horrible midos, right? I would just say he's a murderer, right? He's a bum, you know? I would say that what's his name? He's the guy who's in Russia, you know, because he wants it. He's going killing thousands of people. You know, I say he's a lowlife, because you want power, you want money, so, you know, look at what you're doing. Look at what a riches, right? You hear a terrorist goes ahead and kills someone. You say, it's not just the Aveira that gets you upset. You're upset at the guy's low life. You're killing innocent people. What's wrong with you? You know, when you hear about them giving out candies or they have to murder someone, well, there's no Aveira. We're the same that you can't have without candies. It's because the Aveira is to have proper feelings. And when you're happy that someone was murdered, that means that your feelings are messed up. Right? There's a Ramban in Chumash, if you want to be my Kandois. There's a Ramban in Chumash. I can't get away with my Kandois. The Ramban says that why was Shimon and Levi allowed to kill all Ir Shechem? After all, only Chamor is the one that did the Aveira. The city of Shechem didn't do anything. So he said because the city of Shechem gave him moral support, because he would have never done it if the city of the people wouldn't have approved. He was a politician. He's not going to do something if the people would look down on him. He'd get run out of office. But the people say, yeah, that's good. Shows that you're great. Congratulations. So they gave out candy after he did it. So he says they're all Chai of Misa. How do you like that? They're all Chai of Misa. All of them. All the Arabs. So
is it
on tape. They're all Chai of Misa.
Is it in discussingness or is it logic?
What?
Is it in discussingness or is it in logic?
Except you can't do it. Practically speaking, you can't do it. I'm not saying practically speaking because, you know, whatever reason, we don't implement the halacha. We leave halacha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
So is it more like I have to feel disgusted, or it's more logical that killing is wrong?
I'm supposed to feel disgusted. I'm supposed to have logic, but it's not just logic. It's my midos. I'm supposed to imbibe the midos that are proper midos. And the proper midos is that killing is wrong.
So,
if you had proper midos, you would know that killing is wrong. That's the problem. You'd be disgusted. The guy's a murderer. And the guy's a robber. And you meet a guy and they say, what do you do for a living? Oh, I mug people because it's a very good profession. You mug people. But what about the fact that you hurt their feelings and the people can't sleep anymore at night and they're tormented and they're, who cares? I got my $50, you know? She said, you're such a lowlife because you want $50. You're torturing this person for the rest of his life that he's going to be traumatized. You're the most disgusting person I ever met. Right, that's supposed to be the hargasha.
So doesn't the Torah sometimes tell us to, like, if somebody's going to kill us, we should go and kill him first?
Okay,
right?
Yeah, because that's not aloneness.
Yeah, but so that's the right. Feel like that. This is like the best thing ever. I love killing this guy.
Yeah, because that's the right. In that case, that's the right thing. You know, you're killing a person who's a murderer.
No, but that's
the right thing to do.
That's stemming from aloneness. I love doing this.
I didn't say every mitzvah. I wouldn't talk about it. But I happen to think that's probably right. But, you know, but okay, anyway, the Maisa, let's just finish the point.
Is it just chesed or is it any essay?
There's any essay which is sichli. According to the Rambam, all mitzvahs that are sichli, the mitzvah is to imbibe the hargosha and to do the mitzvah because I understand the hargosha is right. When I find an aveda I'm excited about returning the Aveda. I'm helping someone. When I cross a little old lady in the street, I feel good. I help someone. I feel good helping people. I love helping people. When any mitzvah that is sikhli, I stand up for a Talmud Chacham. I show respect. It's sikhli. I understand this is the right behavior. And if it's the right behavior, I imbibe. It naturally flows in me. I work on myself. I look in the Torah. The Torah teaches us what is proper midos, and I work on myself to imbibe those midos. And the Torah says these midos are right, and certain midos are wrong. Now, there are certain things like xeris hakosif. Chazer is not a mida. Chazer is xeris hakosif. But there are certain things that are not chazer. They are not a mida. Sar b'alechayim is sikhli. Right? So when I go ahead and I see someone, he goes ahead and he... You know, he does something, you know, and it's Tzar Bar Chaim. It's disgusting. What are you tormenting that poor cat for? You know, it's fun. You know, it's disgusting because you want to have fun. You torment someone. Right?
Well, when Simcha Zitzel said that person shouldn't act out of instinct, that person should act out of instinct. Was that just Chesed or any bait?
All of them. Yes, okay, all of them. Fine. But I'm saying if you're not on that Madragas, you should have both. Anyway, so what was the Musar point? The Musar point is that we're supposed to work on. And batting these hargashas. So I don't want to go a bit too much. I'm ready over time. But for example, how do you imbibe the hargasha of a haftar yachol kamacha? There's a Jew in Russia. Right? I never met that Jew. Now, according to what we're saying, there's a mitzvah to love him. Now, how can you love someone I never met? I never met the guy. How can I love him? How can you love someone you never met? If the guy I met him, he did me a favor, and I saw he's really a nice guy, I can love him. Or even better yet, what if I did meet the guy, and he got on my nerves, right? Because I'm a quiet guy, and this guy's loud and noisy, and he's messy, and whatever other things, and it gets on my nerves. So I met the guy, and he rubbed me the wrong way. How am I supposed to love him? Or how am I supposed to love someone I don't know? So there are many answers. But the easiest answer is what? That's where Gadlus HaAdam comes in. Gadlus HaAdam says that we're supposed to believe that every single person, and for sure every Jewish person, has Gadlus. He has Gadlus because he has a neshama. He has Gadlus because he's a human being. So the love, there's a chavis of avis, it says, it's a very important hashkafa too. Real love is not necessary because a person did me a favor. That's baby love. You love someone does you a favor. That's very superficial. But a higher love is I love something because intrinsically it's good and I appreciate goodness. I a person who loves music, oh, it's such a beautiful song, I love it. And the Niagara Falls, it's beautiful, I love it. Right? When you meet a tzaddik, sometimes you just love the tzaddik because he's such, there's a certain midah in a human, especially if you imbibe the Rambam's midos, that since you want to be goodness, you love goodness, right? I love something which is good. I love. I hate badness, and I love goodness. So since you intellectually understand that every person, even if I never met the person, but he's by definition because he's a living person and he's a Jew with a neshama, so he has a tzom elokim. So there's a tremendous goodness in that person. So I love him because I know for sure that there's greatness here, right? And if I hear that a guy got killed in Israel, I feel terrible because that greatness got lost. And if I didn't hear he got killed, I feel good. Oh, I love him. I want to help him. So the midah, there's a piece from Rav Simcha Zisso, and then I'm going to end with this, says, wait, I'm about to end. And then the guys can go. Rav Simcha Zisso says that the mitzvah after Achu Kamoicha is the mitzvah, the easiest mitzvah of volume. I know, we know Talmud Torah can I get kudah, but as far as volume, he says, why? Because how many Jews are there in the world? Anyone know? 15 million. Okay, I have no idea, because I haven't counted, but let's say 15 million. So if I sit here right now and I say, you know what? No, if you have to really mean it, so I know it doesn't work. But assuming I really mean it.
Even non-from?
Yeah, okay, yeah, but come on. I sit here and I say 50 million Jews, I love every single one. And it's real, which is probably not. then he said, you just got 15 million mitzvahs, Rosh Hashanah says. And every second you feel that way, you get another 15 million mitzvahs. Well,
how can you love someone you don't know exists?
That's what I tell you, that you could. That that's so a mitzvah of a hafta. There's a mitzvah of a hafta, the reacha gamaycha, of loving that Jew you never met.
But you're not loving them. You're loving their kedusha.
I love him. I love him because there's this Jew in Russia somewhere, and if he exists, I love him. Because it means there's more kedusha in the world, there's more beauty, there's more. So I love it.
You don't love him. You love the piece of God inside of him.
Okay, so that's what you're supposed to love. So therefore, depending, I don't want to get politically into, you know, what's his level of by goyim or not. I don't know. I don't want to go there. But at least by Klal Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to love. So therefore, Rosh Hashanah says that if you worked on this property. He says you could rake in. He says that an eitzah before Yom Kippur. You want to increase your volume of mitzvahs. He says this is an eitzah to work on v'hatra yachamachem. Okay, yeshikayach, everyone. What?
There's a person in the world that's on the
level. I assume so. A lot of people, yes.
If I love,
there are a lot of tzaddikim. There are real tzaddikim that really love people. Yeah.
His Hashem will get better because he has more yisurim. So then I shouldn't give him tzedakah because I want his.
What?
The mitzvah gives tzedakah.
Okay. Why is it? Why is it?
What?
Because I.